This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? James?
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael, can you feel it?
Yep.
The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by everyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yep. The name of tonight's show is Jim Babb and the Soul Grinders Live.
That means you guys are the Soul Grinders, right?
Yep. Which
sounds
it's
right.
A name that you came up with for the Justice Department or the Justice System, but I don't know. Somebody on Twitter suggested it as a meme or a title, and I think we're going to go with it. I like it.
Why not?
Yeah.
Start a band, James.
Okay. Yeah, that means I'm in charge, right? Cool.
Well, I don't know about that, but
you know, apparently I'm not the only one who thinks that Ian Freeman manufactured a story with this whole Garrett Ian recording thing, because Ian Freeman Googling the parody account just tweeted something today in quotes. It says, "Libertarians hate him. This activist is recording 26 hours of raw footage a day without anyone knowing. Click here to find out what happens next." It was a slow news day. Ian's great, but sometimes when it's a slow news day, hey, we're all propagandists. He just does it better, and I'm envious. I don't get mainstream press. It is. So burping too loud can be costly in Vienna. Did you guys see this?
I saw that.
Yeah, as it should be. You know, come on.
Yep, in Vienna, Austria, the home of Austrian economics, you could be fined $77 for belching in the proximity of a policeman.
It's because they eat those Vienna sausages.
Yeah. Man, that's weird. Somebody was organizing a loud belch flash mob to deal with it.
You know, I remember hearing a story about that. Something like that happened in the U.S. too.
I know people have been arrested for cussing.
Someone
got arrested for farting in court, didn't they?
Oh, good grief. So maybe that's what I heard.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Okay, I see it here. In 2011, a kid got arrested for burping in school in PE class.
Wow. I blame the parents.
He was handcuffed and brought to a juvie center.
Oh my God. I blame the parents. And seriously, the blame falls 100% on those parents for allowing the kid to be in a place like that. That's horrible.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I have to say, the parents are accomplices in that child abuse. Seriously. They willingly sent a kid into a place where that could happen. Shame on them.
I agree with you. Yeah.
And maybe less soda at lunchtime. You know, but that's it.
Which brings us to 10 things that are not illegal but should be. Do you guys have this up?
Yes.
No.
I don't agree that most of these things should be illegal, but it's pretty funny. You want to rattle some of them off there, Lisa? This is from an insurance company. Now, see, in libertarian paradise, in LibPair, an insurance company would just say 10 things that'll make your insurance go up, not should
exactly.
be illegal.
Right.
You know?
Right. An insurance company should get that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You would think. Yeah. One of them is smoking in the car with kids, leaving a pet in a vehicle, which I found interesting that came before leaving a small child unattended.
Oh, I think you
vehicle.
Should just be able to. Someone should just be able to break your car window if you leave a baby or a pet in a car on a hot day.
Yeah.
Especially a police dog, because they're the ones that are killing a lot of these dogs. So,
you know what I recently found out, too, is that MWD, which is how I sign my name usually, it's my initials, I use it as a hashtag on Twitter, and apparently it doesn't only mean me on Twitter. There's another hashtag that's much more common that's MWD stands for Military Work Dog. Which is like the equivalent of a police dog in the army, you know, like they use to go bite.
It's like take your pet to war day kind of thing.
Yes, yes.
No.
But if there's any meme makers out there, there's a lot of unintentionally hilarious pictures of military work dogs. So if you search the hashtag, hashtag MWD. Speaking of which, I do have a hashtag MWD colon update. I have a strange rash, and it's not on my bungus, and it's not the same rash. It's on my upper arms, like kind of, you know, if I were a lady and someone were making sweet, sweet love to me missionary style and holding me down with both, you know, like where their hands would be on my arms, you know, so you know where I'm talking about. I have a weird rash there. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. And prednisone's a hell of a drug. It reduces your immune system. So it's probably why I'm getting weird funguses, but we'll see.
All right. So you know, I learned from an episode of Survivor Man that like blowing smoke is like a good cure for fungus. Like he actually like was in like deep in the Amazon, and some natives showed him this antifungal, you know, smoke treatment. So I don't know.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good for me. I'm lung compromised.
Hey, speaking of working military animals, did you guys ever read about the they had an incendiary bat program at one time, experimental incendiary bats?
They had a pigeon one. I knew about the pigeon one in World War II.
This is World War II era as well, but what they did is put little incendiary bombs on bats, and they put like each bat in like kind of like a, like these egg cartons, and and they would load them into load like dozens for and transport. Dozens of them into a payload, and it would parachute down, and in the cold plane they would be rather dormant, but as it descended they would warm up and they would take off, and the idea was to go like roost under a barn somewhere and set it on fire. And they burned down an airport with this, their own airport, of course. The bats were found to be unreliable.
Yeah, they also tried using cats and sewing listening devices in them to infiltrate the Kremlin. But the cats are unreliable, too. They don't like to be trained. They are not like, you know, there's no military work cats is what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely. That's right. Yeah. And what about like sea mammals? Haven't they? Is that science fiction, or have they actually like
Operation Infinite?
Yeah, like trained dolphins and stuff to be in the Navy. Is that real or made up?
They've tried everything. They've tried ESP, man. The CIA has worked with ESP.
Wouldn't that be that awesome to get a military contract for remote viewing? You know, like we sit in a room and I tell you what the North Korean missile deployment looks like.
Yeah, yeah. Over Fiend Phone. It wouldn't work because governments and BIPCOT. You know, this article, so going back to the 10 things that should be illegal, allegedly, according to statist insurance companies. The first picture is not one of the 10 things. It's just, it's a cop with an iPad. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, cops should be illegal. Yes, I agree. Yes. And definitely keep them away from my iPad. Definitely. Yep.
In Wyoming, they got iPads. They bought iPads for all the cops because they have to be able to get telegraphic warrants delivered to hold someone down and take their blood if they refuse a breathalyzer test.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
No,
terrifying.
No. You're listen, it was basically, it was, you know, it came from the need to be able to hit somebody with something that's not your pistol, because they kept getting in trouble for that. And a nice like smack with an iPad like really makes someone compliant.
In case they don't have their hickory stick with them.
Yeah. Yeah. So
their wood shampoo.
Yeah,
the blood
picture that cop with the iPad, he's thinking like, oh, if I could only get Apple to write a new OS for this, I might be able to break in because I changed the password and lost it. Oops.
You know, Bill Gates came out as on the side of the government in that one. And I'm like, of course he did.
Surprise. How many Windows licenses does the U.S. government buy?
A billion.
Yeah.
Like all of them. Yeah.
I like the Chinese government. The Chinese government uses bootleg Windows.
They haven't bought a single one.
Well, they bought one. They bought one once.
No, they downloaded it from the internet.
You know, the company that puts out all my DVDs, I asked them one, you know, like they get them into Europe and they get them all over America. And I asked them one time, do you ever get stuff into China? That's a pretty big market. And he's like, well, I got an order from China one time. They ordered They ordered one copy of, you know, 300 of every title we have, but they never ordered any again. And I was like, you don't understand what happened, do you? And he's like, no, what do you mean? And I was like, they bought one of everything and then bootlegged them. And there was like 10 seconds of silence. And he said, I think I'm going to be sick.
Hey, have you ever tried the Red Star OS? And I guess a big question is, does Fiend Phone work on Red Star OS? Do you know what this
Probably
is?
Probably not. It sounds communist, which is
it's,
government.
It's the North Korean operating system.
Oh.
Yeah. So, no. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I don't know. I guess it's widely used, right? It's probably the best in North Korea.
The cutting edge of people who have heard of computers in Korea. Yeah. North Korea.
Version 3 was released in the summer of 2013.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm. Yeah. Why not?
It's Linux. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, North Korea.
So, do you guys want to read some more of these 10 things that are not illegal but should be?
Yeah. Let's see. I really like this bumper sticker one. This is my favorite. Obscene stickers.
Right.
And the example they have of an obscene bumper sticker is my other auto is a 45.
No, I was going to say like Obama, you know, 2008. You know?
Stinks.
Feel the burn.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Or how about could we get a law against conflicting bumper stickers? The one where they say like, you know, war is not the answer. You know, Hillary.
Yeah. This is an interesting one. School buses without seat belts. I've always wondered about that. Like, you know, the government, who supposedly drive everything on, think of the children, are driving around kids in vehicles that are really unsafe for kids for decades now. Do school buses have seatbelts?
How do you know they're less safe than if they had seatbelts?
I was wondering that, too.
Because when I was a kid, they had metal seats, too. So if the driver hit the brake, you'd at least lose teeth on the seat in front of you.
Well, but imagine if the bus goes over a bridge and is trapped underwater. Okay.
Kids don't have any will to live. They just sit there and complain. These days they don't. They'd wait for the government to save them while they drown.
Look,
they
it makes it easier swim. For them to selfies. Run away. It makes it
Swimming's
easier to
dangerous.
Run away.
Yes.
I
know. I know.
Let them escape.
They take selfies while they drown.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Last night from our discussion of the documentary Pump about alternative fuels. One is, you know, we talked about how the price of fuel, of gas, has gone down since this movie came out. You know, it was like $4 when this movie was made, and it's like a dollar something now. I think that is like OPEC responding to the push to use biofuels. I think they're like, man, these people are about to stop needing our oil and aren't going to come over here and shoot people for us. We need to lower the price of this stuff. I think that's what's going on. There was another interesting thing in this movie that I really liked was there was somebody who in Detroit who does a lot of business with people in Europe and China who come over to America to visit his biofuel company. And he puts him in the car and takes him on a tour of like the bombed out, boarded up, abandoned sections of Detroit. And they always say the same thing. They're like, what happened here? Was there a war? Because in Europe and China, like the economies are such that they would just never leave, you know, blocks of houses empty. So they think there was an actual war. That's what our economy looks like to them.
And there was, you know.
Yeah.
It's still going on.
It was the government picking and choosing the winners in the fuel war and the car war. All right, Jim Babb and the Soul Grinders, where are we going? We got some more on this 10 things that should be illegal.
Yeah, one of them was, what was it, picking up dog, not picking up dog poop?
And I had a comment, was that Nima Vidotti, one of the co-founders of this show, I've often walked around with him while he's walking his dog, and he liked to have it poop on public property, like on the library yard and things like that.
Well, what about, like where people would be walking?
Maybe.
Or like, okay.
But he said it was like an anarchist statement, like, you know, oh, well, it's public property, it belongs to everybody, I don't have to pick it up. And what did you say, James?
Well, you know, by that same principle, you know, maybe somebody should, you know, like leave a steamer on his doorstep. You know, I think that's being inconsiderate to your neighbors.
And Nima's why we can't have nice things. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, I think if you're going to homestead that little like 6 square inches of land, you're sort of obligated at that point to take care of it. And removing the deposit would be, you know, just
first
prudent.
Order of business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Homestead.
I'm all for getting any use you can out of that, you know, or, you know, appropriating government land and trying to reintroduce it into the market, right? I don't think that really does that, though. because that land, it's not like suddenly that little patch is available for, you know, on the free market. It didn't actually transfer it into the public domain. I mean, into the public's hands. Hmm. So anyway, should it be illegal? Well, of course not, but it should at least get you a dirty look. Sorry.
There you go. There you go.
Frowned upon.
What else do we have on these things that...
Playing sirens, alarms, or traffic sounds on the radio because it could confuse people. Now, here's what I think. I actually wrote an article for Talkers Magazine a couple years ago called Why the Whoosh Sound is Dead on Radio or Should Be. And it's... you know, like it's such a cliche, like going back to the 70s, like this weekend, furniture sale, you know, like that kind of sound, like it hurts your ears. It doesn't add anything. Basically, what it is trying to do is shock you. Like it, you know, it makes you think there's an emergency, which is kind of what they're talking about here with these other sounds. I just think it's bad radio. And if you notice, like, the Freedom Fiends ads never use that kind of stuff. And the Freedom Fiends ads are really listenable and fun compared to most radio ads. They don't annoy. And that's one reason we put our ads only in the podcast and don't put the radio ads in. And, you know, I guess that's like sacrosanct to say that, to like, oh, no, you're insulting radio on radio. But
I think I have an alternative idea about sirens. I'm not sure I agree with you completely.
Cats purring.
I mean, I think what they're really saying is, like, you don't want to hear like a siren, like in a song or something on the radio, because you instantly tense up because you think the cops are behind you, right?
Get rid of cops.
That's the problem, is this tenseness we feel when we hear a siren. It wouldn't be a problem if we got rid of the cops and those sirens. So let's try that, and then if it's still annoying, then we'll go from there.
You know what's really annoying too is that cops, the flashing lights on cops' cars for the last like 20 years have all been red, white, and blue. So basically it's making you associate your flag with panic, or the flag of your nation with panic. Think about that.
You know, that's part of globalization, where the whole world feels that panic now, not just Middle Eastern countries.
Where should just be staring at a nice, calming blue, hell indigo blue Pipcot flag. You know, here we'll go. Here's some ads. Listen to these ads that are coming up. You'll see what I mean.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Yeah. people wonder, they're listening to the podcast of this instead of the radio, and the radio, why I'm so offbeat when I hum along with the music. I'm actually on beat on my end, but there's like a quarter of a second delay of it getting back to the network. So
basically, you've been blaming the drummer your whole career, right?
James is a drummer, so he's no, you know, I've actually had drummers that, like, I've tried to get them to play to a click track, and they've said the click track is slowing down. That's why I'm speeding up. So you want to play that game? Hey, what do you call a guy with no talent that follows a bunch of musicians around?
The singer. I don't know.
The drummer. Oh. I said it wrong. I told that wrong. Okay, what's the difference between a drummer and an extra large pizza with pepperoni and cheese?
One of them can feed a family. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
you know what's funny, though, is that there's a parallel musical joke for, like, orchestra, but it's all on the viola player. You know?
Is it really?
Why? Viola players?
It's always somebody's always the quote unquote bass player of the band.
The bass, and it's not the bass in symphony.
There is a bass in the symphony, but I'm talking about the level of disrespect in the symphony. The bass players in the orchestra actually get respect. it's the viola players.
That's
that
what
don't.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
so that's weird.
Yeah, I guess you don't hear about the viola players that much, huh?
Exactly.
They're frustrated violinists and bass players.
And then the accordion players in any band are just, you know, the lowest of the low on the totem pole.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sorry, accordion players.
There's even that song by The Who, Mama's Got a Squeeze Box, making fun of them, which is some kind of triple entendre that's not even funny. But
yeah. Well,
okay, so we're reading this. Some insurance company said 10 things that aren't illegal but should be. I could make a real list like this. I would say, like, you know, beating people up for owning plants, but be a good place to start. But civilians owning a tank. Now, it's kind of interesting. There's a meme going around.
Like a tank of nitrous or?
No, like a military vehicle.
Okay.
A tank of oxygen. You need a license for that.
I think people have a right to have any kind of tank they want, be it helium, oxygen, M1, you know, whatever kind of tank you want.
Abrams M1. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's an interesting meme going around that I really liked that kind of, like, really nails government. It shows someone in a car with a seatbelt on, and then next to it, it shows someone wearing a bulletproof vest, and over the seatbelt, it says, can protect you, mandatory. And over the bulletproof vest, it says, can protect you, illegal.
Interesting.
Yeah, go figure. I saw that too.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Basically, they want to be able to shoot you.
Yeah, how dare you interfere with their right to kill you as needed? That's what they're saying. Like, you know, listen, we reserve the right to execute you.
Do you remember that guy who built a tank in Colorado? And
they're just not good with headshots. See?
Destroyed his downtown area.
Which time? Which
guy? The one in Colorado.
Stole it from the reserve and, like,
No, this guy drove it down the truck. No, this guy was a welder, and he made it. He spent like a year making it before he went on his rampage. It was.
Did anyone get hurt? Know,
like Mad Max?
No, but he destroyed, like, all his enemy's property. It was pretty funny. It was like basically the city council had put him out of business on a whim and with zoning. And so he took, I don't know what kind of vehicle it was, but he mounted, like, steel plates. And then under them, there was like 4 inches of concrete on this vehicle and made a tank. And he had, like, video cameras. He had gas masks in it. He had oxygen tanks in it. He had ports to fire rifles out of. You never heard about this?
It's vaguely familiar. I was thinking of another story where it was a stolen tank in San Diego or something like that.
There was even a King of the Hill about that.
An M60 tank. That's what it was. Yeah, it says Army veteran steals M60 tank to terrorize the streets of San Diego. So, and it shows him, like, driving down the road in this tank. Yeah, quote unquote terrorizing people. I don't know. Yeah, I guess he was driving a little slow, but I don't know. hey, you know what? When people say, hey, do you really think that people should be able to have, you know, have their own tanks? You know, like, you're really that much against gun control? And yeah. you got to say, like, well, you know, do you really feel we have the kind of government where we should have tanks, or where we may need a tank?
Yeah.
Like, let's bring it up. You know, if we're going to agree that we might need them. what are you really saying about your government? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, they've got them.
Yeah. We can own military aircraft and flamethrowers, too, but we can't own weed. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That sounds legit. The flamethrower is kind of interesting to me, though. that can't be legal in the state.
Just use responsibly. You know, I mean,
yeah,
it's
be careful with it
for barbecue.
It's a tough one for like personal self-defense in the city. But listen, once that mugger sees your flamethrower, he is never going to bother you again.
I don't know. I think it'd be useful for self-defense in a city, you know, in a time of urban unrest where there's roving gangs of people.
Right, or zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, like the L.A. riots, you know. What would have been better for defending your store during the L.A. riots than a flamethrower?
No, because that would burn your store down.
Not if you're pointed away from your store in the parking lot that's made of asphalt.
Okay. Yeah, if you're doing it correctly, why not?
You stand 30 feet in front of your store, and when you see a gang 100 feet away coming toward you, you just let a little fart of flame out in their direction, and they just turn around.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think those if I recall those, you know, those Korean store owners did a pretty good job with
their
rifles.
AKs. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
God bless them. And you know, you were talking earlier about the Red Star OS, the version of Linux that's North Korean. There's the C also was Nova, which is the Cuban state-sponsored Linux distribution. And interesting, because in Spanish, Nova means it doesn't go, it doesn't work.
Nice.
So that's a great name for a government operating system.
Right, and you know, they tell each other, like, but in America, the government doesn't even give them an operating system.
yeah. Well, they kind of do at this point, if Bill Gates is saying that he's against Apple for privacy.
Hmm. Well, you know, maybe that's the real reason they create, like, amphibious antique trucks and drive across to Florida, drive across the ocean, is to just get a better operating system.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So drones, speaking of operating systems, the government may start jailing people for not paying $5 to register their drone. Man, that's a carrot and stick.
Bring it. What exactly, you know what I want to know is, you know how like with a gun, when you register a gun, it's the lower receiver that'll have the serial number.
What's
and they
the
consider
drone
that the gun. What is what part of the drone is the drone?
Nice.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah.
The frame, the motors, the battery,
the sizzle on the steak.
I don't know. But it just seems to me that whatever it is, it'd be pretty easy to bypass. So I think this drone registration thing's going to flop.
Well, while you guys talk about this, I'm going to do some Photoshopping and BIPCOT register some drones.
Nice.
All yeah. right.
So go ahead. Drones
right.
and jails.
Okay. So, Lisa, what do we have? We have some states are trying to ban drones because they're being used for certain deliveries they don't like.
It's actually an FAA thing. The Federal Aviation Administration is on. They're trying to get everybody to register their drones. Yeah,
right.
It's money. So if you logged your device before a certain date, you didn't have to pay anything. There was a free registration period, you know, as an incentive. And then they started, I think, like late January, they started this thing where now you have to pay
after
$5.
After Christmas. After everyone got one at Christmas.
Right. Yeah, after that, boom. Oh, there's a $5 fee now. And, you know, some experts are saying, well, we're kind of concerned that this $5 fee is going to prevent people who might have registered before from registering now.
Good. Good.
Yeah,
make it $100
exactly.
Because it's stupid. Right?
Right.
So That's ridiculous.
So the civil penalty if you get caught flying an unregistered drone is $27,500. But if you... The criminal fine is $250,000 and or 3 years in prison.
All right. So, guys, be smart. When you're flying your unregistered drone, make sure it has a self-destruct mechanism, okay? No evidence means it's a lot harder to prosecute you, okay? So, yeah, self-destruct mode.
Yeah, it says, like, I guess to date, about 370,000 drones have been registered since the registry opened. In
That's a lot of money.
Are you
That's
serious? The fines are that big?
Yeah, a lot of money. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I mean, I predicted something kind of like this. I didn't know it would go exactly like this, but I thought that basically drone technology would become illegal when I saw what it was really capable of like three or four years ago. Like, you can deliver payloads very accurately and inexpensively and almost anonymously.
Into prison.
They're not. They don't.
To
they don't
prison,
like that.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. It could be. And or you know. And it's just a matter of time before people are using them. You know, they're bringing home C4 from Afghanistan with them to strap some onto these things. It's incredibly easy to make some kind of very effective like insurgent weapon out of this. So, not surprised.
Don't do it, kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's. I wouldn't recommend it, but if you do it, make sure it's under that minimum or the maximum size for registration, like 5 ounces.
Don't get me drone, James.
What?
Don't drone me, bro. Yeah,
but you know you could have that if they say you know what if they say they do lock down any kind of drone that's over a certain weight, like it wouldn't be that hard to operate like a swarm of micro drones. Like all running, right? No, it'd be very easy to have these little tiny ones that could operate as a swarm from your app, go anywhere.
Dissolve someone's head.
Yeah.
Give them a haircut.
Who knows? These haircut. Ones going making deliveries into prisons, I can imagine the prison guards aren't too thrilled about them cutting in on their racket.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
And what's this? It says that you have to register drones that weigh up to 55 pounds. What about ones that weigh more than that? Yeah.
There's probably already a regulation for that or something. I'm just guessing.
They probably just shoot those down.
Yeah.
I think it's just important that, you know, part of the insurgency's like handbook is going to include anonymous drone manufacturer and operating, you know?
It doesn't already?
I wouldn't know.
We're going to go to the drone market, and then we'll be right back after this trip to the drone.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free and, of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends. Review it on Google Play and Amazon. Prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
You vaccinate your kids, James?
I would say most of the time, yes. Not all. Not I don't do all of them, but most of them.
There you go. That's a very sane answer. I like it.
I just asked, you know, when you ask about them, you say, "What's that for?" And then, you know, and they say like something completely ridiculous. I'm like, "Well, is there any chance that my kid could be exposed to that?" No. Okay. Yeah. Then maybe we'll pass.
Yeah. You know?
Mainly, I think we just delayed a lot of them. Like, they really want to just pump you full, like, on day one. We're like, whoa. You know, like, the kid's not even going to see another person outside of its, you know, immediate family for a month. Maybe we don't have to, you know, stick that one in right now. I don't know. Yeah. So anyway.
Especially the, yeah. Anyway.
So you want to talk about drones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Drones.
Does it seem like this like smuggling racket into prisons is growing? How would we even know the scale of the problem? I doubt they would even advertise it, but it seems to be effective. I see story after story, so I don't know. What do you think, Lisa?
Well, they said that right now they don't really know how widespread it could become. There have been a couple of cases where there's been an issue. So, and one of them was in Maryland.
Near you? Is this near you at all?
I don't think it was near me. It didn't say where. It just said that law enforcement in Maryland intercepted a prison-bound drone carrying drugs, tobacco, and pornography.
Interesting.
That's a party.
It's also interesting, and they're taking in a lot of cell phones, which I think is kind of interesting. It's that hard to communicate in jail that they're smuggling in phones just so people can probably talk to their families because those ridiculous phone systems are so predatory that, I mean, literally it can cost $50 to have a phone conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
Because they get this like ridiculous contract through the prison system, and everybody gets a slice, and you know, hey, you're just meat to them. So you know, anything they can squeeze from you or your family, they consider fair game. So yeah, sneaking in cell phones, weed, cigarettes. Here's one where they actually had to take in the cell phone charger. They're like, hey, don't forget the charger.
Wow. Yeah, the one in Ohio was kind of interesting. There's a drone dropped a package of drugs into an Ohio prison recreation yard last year. It contained enough marijuana for more than 70 joints and a dollop of heroin, large enough to yield 100 doses.
Wow. That's like manna from heaven for those poor schmucks. Right?
Right. I mean,
can you imagine?
They got busted. They got busted because prison guards, you know, had to go over and break up a big fight because the inmates were fighting over all the loot.
Oh, that's too bad. See, if everybody had just, like, there could have been one joint for everybody and they could all sparked up at the same time. And it's like...
I know. They had to ruin it.
Nobody would have gotten in trouble. But
I still maintain that the problem is that it's busting up the monopoly of the guards who are selling contraband.
Right. They have such a built-in monopoly on smuggling. That anything that's going to challenge that now, and they don't really need to use it, I guess, right? But I guess conceivably there could be a prison where even the guards want to use these drones too, because they may be subjected to
search,
some kind of security if there's a perceived problem from higher ups. So, why wouldn't everybody use this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Wasn't there just a big bust, like 40 guards or something that got busted in some kind of big smuggling ring?
No, I didn't hear about that. Where was that?
I can't remember. I'll find it. Yeah, Maryland. Yeah, everything. Just blame Maryland for everything.
I do.
Yeah, and I think New York still has more prisons. I think. I don't know. Law enforcement officials say they have no way of knowing how many attempts have been successful.
Okay. Yeah. Here it is. It was a Georgia detention center. 46 people busted. Georgia detention officers busted for smuggling drugs and phones into jails.
But is that a good thing that they're doing for the inmates, or is that taking advantage of inmates?
I guess you could see it both ways. Depends on your perspective.
You know, I don't know, you know. But I'd say, you know, at least it's good that they have these things coming into their place, so...
Oh, it's not all bad. 1,000 people were busted. Over 1,000 people were busted in this big raid or whatever. It's smuggling contraband.
All right. Well, we will head off to the market, and then we will be back for hour two, Freedom Fiends.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateurs, Narcs, Finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon, High Top Financial Beast Plaza, on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOD no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOD.org. All right.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we were just talking about the Stingray device. Just trying to figure that out. What is this Stingray thing, and why were the federal marshals using it, Lisa?
Okay, a Stingray is also known as a cell site simulator, or IMSI catcher. And they are invasive cell phone surveillance devices that mimic cell phone towers. So they send out signals to trick cell phones in the area into transmitting their locations and identifying information. So when they're used to track, when they're used to track your cell phone, they also gather information about the phones of bystanders who happen to be nearby. So if you're standing next to somebody, they're, you know, watching, they're stalking, then, you know, they're going to pick up your info too.
Right. Or they just set this up, like, let's just say you're going to like a police accountability rally, right? It's extremely easy for them to just set this up and then record the cell phone number of everybody that attended the rally, right? Now that you need to harass people, well, here's a starting point. It's not cool. So how do we protect ourselves besides just like doing without a phone? Is there anything we can do? Or
that's a good question, because apparently federal and local law enforcement agencies are using them, and they're trying to conceal their use because they don't want us to know.
Right. So, but the cat's out of the bag. Everybody's using them. Local police are using them. Federal government's using them. I'm sure state police. You know, and we can use, we can encrypt our phone calls and texts, but that's still going to just register us as being somewhere, right? And that could be a key part of the investigation when they, like, some crime might have been committed, and they use that to establish that you were at the scene of a crime, right? That could that alone could put you in jeopardy of a false conviction of something. So there's so many different ways that could be used against you. We really need a defense on that. And you know what? If Apple is really serious about protecting the privacy of users, Apple should be able to put into an iPhone some kind of chip that verifies the legitimacy of a cell phone tower. I don't know the technical specifics, but I got to believe somebody's smart enough to make sure we're using only, you know, trusted cell phone towers.
Oh, yeah, there's that. And there also are some companies that have made devices that can help you protect your phone from that. So apparently there are full shielding privacy cases that you can put your phone into.
Yeah, that's the same as just turning your phone off, right?
But
I like a phone, and especially since you may need that device to film police at a moment's notice. Last thing you want to do is, excuse me, let me take my phone out of its Faraday cage, boot it up, turn on that video app. Now I'm going to start recording. I don't really see that as a viable option. I mean, it's like leaving your phone home. Yeah, that'll work great. Not what I'm looking for. So, well, let's just see what the market, you know, develops on that. I'd like to see it. Or maybe it's important to have, they call them burner phones or anonymous phones, where, you know, people get phones Or maybe we should all like just trade SIM cards.
Just throw them off.
Yeah, just like we'll so nobody knows. Like, right. So they might be, you know, they may kick in my door looking for you, but well.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, but at least it's gonna throw them off the trail of you. So
Right. Yeah. It's pretty disturbing because apparently these federal marshals were using them secretly. And they use them to hunt nearly 6,000 suspects throughout the U.S. But they're trying to be secretive about it. Apparently, oh yeah. Apparently, they accidentally kind of like let this out. To USA Today. They kind of were trying to keep it secret and ended up, you know, kind of slipping about it. And they rejected a Freedom of Information Act request for a copy of a log of its cases.
Freedom of Information?
Ha ha. Uh-huh, I know, right? Isn't that the biggest joke ever? It's so Orwellian, too. It is. Yeah. I've read through a lot of those documents, you know, when I was a journalist, and it's very frustrating. You finally find these documents that have the info you think you're going to get, and, you know, most of it's redacted, everything's blacked out. And it's useless. Like, hey, you know what? The only thing.
You know who Jim Bovard is? You know Jim Bovard?
I don't know.
Future Freedom Foundation or jimbovard.com. Author, incredible author. But he has a sort of it's an autobiography. And in it, he's got all these stories where he was like, the coolest stories are him like actually in government offices stealing documents and like getting away with it and like actually like grabbing stuff out of file cabinets.
Well, go him.
heroic stuff. And so yeah, I highly recommend it.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, Jim Bovard, such a great guy, and he's been doing such cool stuff for so many decades. This autobiography is way too short. It's almost like a chapter one. I'm still waiting for chapter two on him. So anyway,
I think I just found him. I just found him. He's a libertarian author and lecturer, it says.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He's written for everybody from Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Playboy. But I found him through the Future of Freedom Foundation, FFF.org. And, you know, just started reading his stuff. When I first discovered libertarianism, he was one of the guys in there that I started reading. And just great stuff. He's been condemned by like 20 different government agencies. Like.
Is he hiding somewhere like in Costa Rica?
No, he's so good. And, you know, when he was writing for the Wall Street Journal and things like this, they were more interested in this kind of like really exposing the, like how ridiculous government is. So, he got some really great articles out there and, anyway, so these like high profile articles just completely, you know, just destroying these government agencies, they'd have to respond, you know, and
so yeah, it's out there. What are they going to do?
Yeah. So it's put him in a great position of being condemned by so many of these these organizations. I could only dream of his success. So.
Yeah,
great stuff. But anyway, right, because you know, you get these documents and they're all redacted and sanitized or they just say no. Oh yeah, Freedom of Information Act, that's adorable. No.
Yeah, they just kind of laugh at us. That's not going to happen. Yep.
So what documents are you talking about? I don't know. You know, like they don't care.
Nope.
There's another form that you can fill out after you've submitted your first form that was completely ignored and they denied ever receiving. So
Form. That's what they do. They deny. Yeah. You can keep sending them for years, and they'll just keep putting it off. And kind of like the IRS email scandal, you know, they kept putting off turning in the documents they were ordered to give, and then they redacted a bunch of stuff. And because I covered that a lot, you know, back when I was writing news, and frustrating because you think you're onto something, you're like, oh, I might actually have something here. It's all blacked out. It's like, what's the point of this? It's like they're mocking you.
That's why the real investigative journalists aren't asking for it. They're sneaking in and grabbing it and running.
I love it. I would have loved to have had the opportunity to do things like that.
What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Hey, I don't think I'd do well in jail. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I do live near DC, so maybe there's a future in that for me.
I don't know. You know what? Like we really need evidence. Like, gee, if we can just get the evidence that shows government doesn't work, everyone will suddenly want to be an anarchist like us. Right?
Yeah.
I think we already have a substantial body of evidence that that government is a failure and should not exist. So
yeah, corrupt to failure. It's always stunning to me when you have somebody act surprised by that. Like, what do you mean you don't like government? It's like, what have you been doing the last 20 years? Sleeping in a cave? Jeez.
Man.
Yeah, this is disturbing too. I mean, So the Marshals Service completely stripped out everything line by line. They made it impossible for anyone to even count the number of entries the agency made on its log of stingray uses. So we can't even tell, but it's estimated it's close to 6,000 times that they use this.
Right. What limits do they have? Any? None. So they're just it's just their only limiting factor is their own laziness. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like up to that point, anything goes. And I can't speak for I can't speak for every federal marshal, but all the ones I've ever met are total scum. These people they will lie, cheat, steal, do anything they have to do. They're just nasty, nasty people. So with the exception of Frederick Douglass, who was a federal marshal, I think he was like the last cool one.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah. Yeah. He became a federal. Yeah. That's after he sold out.
I didn't know that. Oh, I went to Frederick Douglass High School, by the way. Shame on me for not even knowing that. This is disturbing. But you know what? I know I'm not surprised. I'm sure you're not surprised. Anyone who's paying attention isn't shocked by this.
Well, it's just something to think about. And let's just, listen. And I'm going to just take a moment to speak directly to all the fugitives out there. trade phones. get a fresh SIM card. Go to like Walmart and get one of those like discount like SIM cards or something. Or just find, just know they're on to you. So
Get those disposable phones. You just use until they run out of minutes or whatever. Just throw them away.
Yeah, have somebody deliver you a phone from prison via drone. Okay,
like there you go.
Yeah, just the important thing is just to know that hey, they could be on to you. So don't get tracked by that. It's like don't use your credit card. Come on, guys.
Wising up.
And if you go to a demonstration or a protest and you don't have to have your phone with you or have your phone on, before you even show up in town, you might want to just shut that off. If you really think like, especially in some of these small towns with these like nasty, vindictive, petty cops that are just,
I was just thinking a couple of years ago, I went to the Stop Spying on Us rally in D.C., the big anti-NSA thing.
We're heading out to the market.
Okay.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
So there's more to this stingray thing. Like, I thought this was a story from like a couple of years ago, but this thing's just been snowballing since then. Like the use of these fake cell phone things. Did you say you saw one local police department had done this thousands of times?
Yeah, until this story came out about the marshals using this, up to 6,000 times. It says Baltimore Police Force had been the most prolific known user. A detective there testified that the city police had used the tracker 4,300 times.
But mostly just to like spy on their like coworkers' wives and stuff, probably. Seriously, I mean, Baltimore probably. Cops, like, look at, I mean, these pillars of the community. Wow. Who would ever imagine them misusing that kind of technology?
Yeah, not in Baltimore. It's not like there's not rampant corruption there.
Scumbags.
Oh, Baltimore is a nightmare. Yeah. I stay away from Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, at least the police. And
yes. Yeah, I actually know a former Baltimore police officer who he has a law degree and he really wanted to be a police officer for some reason. I never really understood why. But they didn't want to hire him.
Was he bullied as a child?
Probably. They didn't want to hire him. They said he was too intelligent. You know, plus he had a law degree and actually knows the law and the Constitution. And
that's so not going to fly. Hell no.
Like it matters, right? So he did know somebody high up and he got in, got a job, and then, you know, quickly saw how corrupt things were, all these, you know, illegal arrests. And
by 9:30 a.m.
Right, exactly. Pretty fast, yeah. So he complained a lot, and of course they found a silly reason to fire him. You know, over something like his holster was in the trunk of his car and it shouldn't have been, or he borrowed someone's holster, something very silly and trivial. But he said they were just waiting for him to do one little thing wrong.
Right. Meanwhile, like other cops, like are just like murdering people in the street, and they get these Fraternal Order of Police fundraisers and paid vacations and rallied support and man,
taking people on rough rides around the city and letting them
I'm glad he got out. I'm glad he got out because good people have you know, maybe a few people could say like, you know what, I'm gonna go in there and I'm really gonna do good work and I'm gonna, you know, protect people from all my coworkers. Yeah, somebody could probably do that, but yeah, that's a tough job, seriously, because they will kill you. They will kill you for not being in on the racket, right? Like, because if you're not taking the, if you don't have your hand in the pot too, then everyone's going to think you're a snitch. So,
you know what happens to snitches?
Oh man.
Yeah, so he got out. Well, you know, he was fired and now I guess he's a defense attorney, but he's probably very busy.
Say good. He's on the right side defending people. Right. That's where we want smart people that have the patience to study the law. So good.
That's right.
So I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'll just know to take someone else's phone with me when I go to protests
Right. Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, when I went to the NSA rally, and now I'm sitting here thinking, hey, I had my cell phone on me. You know, they probably tracked all the thousands of people who were there.
You know what? Oh, this is, why didn't I think of this sooner? This is so great. Now we just use our phones as an alibi. Like I just put my phone and I just put it on a SEPTA bus, like in a bag of like, look like trash under the seat. And I could have like them, they could be tracking that SEPTA bus all over town all day long while I want to, you know, go do something off the radar. You know, like buy raw milk or something crazy. You know?
Oh, yeah. It's so crazy. Breaking those laws. Raw milk.
Yeah. While my phone is sending them on a wild goose chase.
Your phone is on the metro.
Like, yeah.
Put mine on the metro in D.C. and just letting, you know, take its track all around the city. Meanwhile, I'm out, you know. Yeah, buying raw milk or something horrible.
You never know. Right. Collecting my own rainwater, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, because I think that's illegal here, at least. I don't know about where you are, but we're not allowed to do that here.
Mm-hmm. Really? You could. Well, how about some civil disobedience and like put out a rain gauge?
There you go. I have a friend. She doesn't live in the state, and I won't say where she lives, but she's got a really nice system set up. And I said, you know, is this legal here? And she's like, I don't care. I don't know and I don't care.
Correct answer. Seriously, if you're calling your township to find out if you can collect rainwater, you deserve to be told no.
Yeah, I agree.
You just imagine them showing up being like, excuse me, that's our rainwater you've got there. But it fell from the heavens. That's right. And we are the state god and claim dominion over all.
Right. This guy and everything.
All right, back to the market, and we'll be back with some more Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Too busy talking to do talk radio. Sorry, we talked during the breaks. What else are we supposed to do?
Yeah, what else are we going to do?
Yeah. Anyway, so... So Apple, we're trying to follow this Apple thing, right? Trying to figure out what the heck is up with this Apple. They got this letter to create to help circumvent some security. And now it looks like they want to hack into like 12 phones. I don't get it.
Yeah. It says here that the U.S. Justice Department wants Apple to help investigators extract data from 12 iPhones related to separate cases. So the phones were captured in different investigations across the U.S., but none of them involved terrorism.
Of course not. Let me guess.
Right.
Drugs, not paying taxes, raw milk.
Probably. It's probably right. It says no details of the 12 cases were given. But so yeah, probably just, you know, minor victimless crimes like that, collecting rainwater. Yeah, you know, things like that, because you're not allowed to do that
with
either.
Apple's help, they can really crack this, you know. It's like this collecting your own rainwater or criminal organization must be infiltrated and disrupted at all costs.
Yep. I mean, it's crazy because there's this, and then of course going back to the U.S. Marshals story, apparently last year, the Justice Department told federal agents that they need to get a search warrant before they use those Stingray devices. And of course, they're laughing at that and not going to.
And by get a search warrant, they mean like take a form to get rubber stamped over there, and it takes 3 seconds.
Right. Like, it's just a formality.
Yeah, it's like barely even anything, right? And they're like, whoa! We can't be bothered with that. I don't know. You know what bugs me is when I see these the more and more license plate reader technology, and I really don't like the way this is going. It's like just too many license plate readers out there, mobile, fixed. We're just sitting ducks. So I got a bicycle rack for our car that goes on the back.
To do something like that. Do you know what happened to me with the license plate reader a couple weeks ago?
No, what happened?
Oh yeah, it was just the end of, it was actually about a month ago. I was just leaving my little town, you know, and like I said, police around here are bored. There's not much that happens around here, but they're everywhere. Like, we have so many police officers around here. And I passed a state trooper who was sitting in the median facing, you know, towards me. And I thought, okay, you know, he's just doing radar. And I drive by going the speed limit. And a couple seconds later, he pulls out behind me.
Maybe you did tell me this, because I remember thinking, like, how suspicious of you to be driving the speed limit. No wonder you got pulled over.
You can't win if you go too slow.
So then what happened? So you were this suspicious character, creepily driving along at the speed limit. So clearly up to no good.
I was completely horrified because I knew that I'd done nothing wrong. And I'm thinking, what on earth could this possibly be about? So I pull over and I'm sitting there, and the state trooper comes over and he's like, ma'am, did you know that you're driving on a suspended registration? And I'm like, what? I said, no. And
sir, do you realize you're a waste of human skin?
Exactly right. I know, right? So I'm thinking, you gotta be kidding me. Like, what could I have possibly, and I'm sitting there, you know, racking my brain thinking, what did I forget to do? You know, when I moved to Maryland, I had to register my car here, and that cost me like $2,000, and I took care of that. And I'm thinking, what could I have possibly done? And he says, you didn't get your state emissions test done. and they suspended your registration. And I said, oh, are you, I didn't even know I was supposed to do that. And I said, I've lived in the state for 2 years. And he's like, 2 years is long enough to know. And I said, I've never gotten anything.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, but don't ask me what the law is. I just enforce whatever I think the law is.
Oh yeah. And it gets better. So he, you know, I kind of cut him off.
He didn't hit you, did he? Did he have to hit you over this? Next thing you know, he's smashing your windows and grinding your face into the broken glass. Yeah, that'll teach you to get your emission sticker.
Yeah.
So go on. Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt there.
It's okay. It's okay. So
I'm just embellishing.
For dramatic effect. Yeah. So he says, you didn't get anything in the mail. And I said, no, I moved, like a year ago and, just right up the street. I said, I haven't got anything in the mail. Well, then he gives me a summons. He says, okay. Then he got a little nicer after that. And he said, well, okay, just can I see your license and registration? So I give him that. That's all got my new address on it, right? That, that I've had for over a year actually now. So I look at the summons that he gives me and he's like, just request a waiver and just go and explain to the judge. That way you don't have to pay the $150 fine. So I'm looking at the summons and it's got my wrong address on it. But my driver's license and car registration have my new address. So in their system, for some reason, they still had my old address. So how am I supposed to get this thing in the mail in the first place?
Hey, that's not their problem. Their job is just to harass, arrest, fine, extract wealth, and eventually kill you. So
yeah, just extort me. And yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
I get a lot of stuff like mailed to me from Maryland where they're like, hey, you violated the law and we couldn't even be bothered to pull you over while you were there. Pay me.
You gotta be kidding me. That sounds about right.
I get that on 95. So that's why I got this bicycle rack that I use even when I don't have bicycles, because I don't know if it's going to help or not, but if I put enough bikes on, it'll definitely help. So I might just put a couple like old rusty bikes on there. Just
stack a whole bunch on there.
But then, if they really want to, they can pull you over for that. So it could actually be creating more police encounters because, sometimes the cops like want to pull you over, but they still feel they need some technicality to do it. And there it is. Obstructed license plate with bicycles would allow them to pull you over at will. So,
oh, speaking of that, I know somebody who got pulled over for that on the Beltway. She was driving to work in the morning, rush hour traffic, gets pulled over by a state trooper. And she's like, what was I couldn't have possibly been speeding. I'm in bumper to bumper traffic.
She had a bicycle rack.
She had a clear license plate cover on her license plate. And because she wanted to keep her license plate clean, she thought she was doing a good thing. And he gave her a really hard time about it, gave her a ticket and kind of harassed her.
Pulled her over on the Beltway. Is that right?
On the Beltway.
Now, imagine, remember, and the Beltway can create a massive traffic jam, like if a bird poops in the road. Like suddenly there could be like four lanes just come to a halt that could, and the whole thing can get backed up all the way around. There's very narrow shoulders and it's windy. And I'm sure this put quite a few people in danger just to harass her over a license plate cover.
Right. And then she said after he gave her the ticket and harassed her for a little bit and just completely ruined the morning, she was waiting for him to pull back out onto the road and go. And he kept waving to her to go and was like honking his horn at her. And she said the way that he'd pulled his car out a little bit completely obstructed her view of oncoming traffic. So she couldn't even see if anybody was coming. And she's like, I didn't trust him. I didn't want to pull out because I thought this guy was already horrible to me. He probably wants me to get hit and then he'll charge me with causing an accident.
Right. Yeah. Just something to keep him busy, right?
Uh-huh.
Like scumbags. Yeah. Now, was that in the Maryland side of the Beltway or Virginia?
I think Maryland, because I think she said she was pretty close to like the PG County area, which you don't want to get pulled over around there if you know anything.
But
about
I see
that.
These like a lot of photo enforced stuff around Baltimore, around 95, mm-hmm. that corridor. I guess they just look at the 95 corridor as just sort of like the way like a mosquito looks at a vein. It's just like all these nutrients flowing by and it just sticks its proboscis right in there and just sucks. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just sitting ducks here. You don't even know what you're going to do. You don't do anything wrong. You're just driving up the road. You got a license plate cover.
We need DEET for statism, more like sort of, you know, I don't think a BIPCOT license would really like.
I might try that next time I get pulled over, because it's going to happen soon. I know. I'm just a cop magnet. I mean, really, it's
just put a BIPCOT thing where your license plate would have been. And I'm sure it'll be fine.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? Hey, the robot revenue generators wouldn't be able to get you.
So that's true.
It would protect you if you put that over your license plate.
I'm going to try it. I will try it. I would do that because, you know what? Why not? I'll test
what
it
I don't
out.
Suggest people do is to mask their license plate, say with a bicycle rack and a bunch of bicycles, and then start running through easy pass lanes. Right? I would never recommend you do that.
That's a terrible idea.
I'm not sure what the consequences would be for intentionally doing that. So I would definitely not recommend that. Who knows
terrible
what
idea.
You'd get into.
It's horrible. Yeah. Probably the hickory shampoo. Sure.
Well, you know, or I don't know. Like, you know,
the blood shampoo.
Do you use Easy Pass? Do you have an Easy Pass?
I don't have one. No, I don't leave the house much because I'm kind of afraid to nowadays. I work from home and I stay here.
So, in case for people in other parts of the country that might not have this, it's like an automated toll system, and it's kind of up and down the East Coast, as far, you know, pretty far. Mm-hmm. And it's like an automated. It has a transponder that tracks you and bills you appropriately. But now they're getting these like extra like Easy Pass only exits and stuff. It's more and more of this stuff. They're really trying to force everybody into it. So, I don't know, but it's so many places where I just. A couple times I've accidentally ended up in an Easy Pass only, some kind of something, and they didn't kill me. So
whoops, yet it's still early. There's still time. Yeah, just put the bike's on the rack. Just skate by. It's.
We need some kind of countermeasure, right? I mean, we're just getting preyed upon. You know,
that's what it feels like. Really, that's what it feels
like. I have a Facebook friend that has gone to war with red light cameras in New York, in Long Island. This guy is like deep in battle. Some would say reckless. Some would say incredibly courageous. And he's willing to sort of take some lumps for rendering these cameras ineffective. So like pushing them out of the way or doing stuff and. He's really ruffled some feathers. So,
oh wow, good for him. Yeah, I have a big problem with those too, of course.
Hey, and when he's on trial, I will do jury nullification pamphleting outside.
Great idea.
But don't go to trial. No, don't get caught. Mm-mm. Seriously.
Gotta be sneaky.
But I gotta respect the courage though.
Oh, me too.
Hey, this is Squiskar Squigelts from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedom's Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
BIPCOT No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch, and now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
This is good news or not, but it's got some good components in it to this story that I think is worth sharing. And what we're talking about is Wyoming Senate wrestles with outlawing marijuana edibles, right? It sounds kind of grim right there, right? But it's like, that doesn't sound like good news. But there's some funny little details in here, Lisa. What do you have for us here?
Well, I think this part's really funny. The headline is, well, the lead is, Wyoming lawmakers are struggling with how to craft legislation regulating marijuana brownies and other foods and beverages containing the drug. So it's just funny to me. I'm just picturing all these men in suits sitting around trying to figure out, like, oh no, you're like, we can't have people eating brownies with pot in them. And you're like,
those brownies are too dank. They're just too dank, and this will not be allowed in Wyoming. You know?
Right. Yeah. You know? It's funny that they're sitting there. This is this big of a deal to them that they're going to sit around and talk about this. You know, and they all really probably they all should, during their little meetings about this, they should probably have some marijuana brownies.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, have you seen, like, the variety of edible products that are available now is insane. You know, can you just sing, like, well, I'm not sure if we should do the brownies, but I think the marijuana infused whoopie pies will be fine. What are they thinking? I don't know.
Don't they just have better things to do?
Such losers. You know, just sitting around talking about what people are going to, what the nature of their snacks is. Come on. You know?
Right. Just leave us alone. Well, yeah. There was some
funny little tidbits in there. This one thing that said instances of students possessing marijuana edibles at the college spiked by about 10 times from those the previous year. So, evidently, they're like, there's something going on here, guys.
Yeah, they're like, oh no, we gotta shut this down. We can't have this happening.
Well, it must be
not college students using weed.
How do cops even enforce edibles? Like, do you see some brownies on the seat of your car? What do they taste them? I mean, like,
I need to smell those brownies. I mean, what? I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I mean,
so, but this judge, the good news sort of comes from this district judge, Stephen Sharp. And he dismissed criminal charges against a man accused of possessing felony amounts of, well, snacks, after an alleged traffic violation, and found nearly 2 pounds of marijuana, candies, cookies, bread, and chocolate bars.
That sounds awesome to me.
The judge ruled that the state law prohibits marijuana in plant form. Mm-hmm. So it says, hey, it doesn't say anything about cookies. You know, party on.
So, of course, you know, there's the senator, Kurt Meyer, who said, folks in Wyoming, myself included, for the most part, were more conservative than the state to the south and the state to the north of us. Okay. We have a different set of values.
Oh, of course.
And we don't believe that people should be basically using marijuana in such a cavalier way.
Oh, definitely not in
a
cavalier
square,
way.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, you know, special events only, you know, right. Birthday parties, graduations, but don't be a cavalier smoker or snacker or put that in your chocolate bar. That's just going too far.
Yes. It's like, where do we draw the line? This is out of control.
Where would we be without that politician helping us understand? He has the moral superiority and the clarity of vision to know exactly what kind of snacks people should be eating.
I think someone should send him a nice care package of all those goodies, like the marijuana infused brownies and candy bars and nachos or whatever they have. Whatever that other guy had a couple of pounds of. He's got to lighten up.
Marijuana infused nachos.
Whatever. Yeah,
I don't know what
gross.
That would be like. Some kind of lasagna, you know. Now, of course, not tricking him into taking it. That wouldn't be very
That would be so wrong.
That would be a kind gesture for somebody, because clearly this guy's just I don't know where he's coming from, but yeah, that kind of conservative. We're conservative here. We control what snacks go out. Yeah, we're conservative. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too cavalier.
Morality police. I just love it. I mean, if that's the worst thing they have to worry about in Wyoming, I think they're doing okay.
Well, sometimes some cows get, you know, escape the pen. I don't know. I don't know what other crimes they're investigating. Cattle rustling. I guess there's cattle rustling. Who knows? I don't know. You know, there's some, aren't there some like renegade radio hosts like holed up in Wyoming somewhere?
I might know one or two.
Through a libertarian re-education center, Slow Rodine.